top stories to keep your eyes and ears on.
Now, South African consumers spending a staggering 637 billion rand on FMCG products last year. But despite this very big number, growth, I read, remains sluggish. The latest NIQ State of the Retail Nation report highlighting how consumers are shifting towards private label brands, bulk buying and discounts in response to economic pressure. This is also interesting. Smartphone sales are down, dragging the tech and durable sector into flat growth territory. So what are we reading into this? Is it a warning sign for retailers or just a new normal in the way in which we shop? I'm going to talk now to Zach Ayire, who is Managing Director at NIQ South Africa. Let's look at this data and what it tells us maybe about the short to medium term future of retail. So Zach, despite a very strong festive season, retail growth for last year was sluggish. Why isn't consumer spending then keeping up with inflation?
So it's a good question. I think the reality is that we've come from a context of relatively high inflation, and average wages have not really kept up to speed with that. So people have got, on average, less money to go around. There are differences, there's nuances depending on which, you know, LSM we're looking at, for example. But the reality is, yeah, people don't have more money to go around. That has slightly changed of late. So obviously, the amount of money that's being distributed through grants has been increasing in various places. Also, we've got the two-pot pension windfall, which was quite a boon, pumping quite a lot of money back into the consumer pockets. But the reality is, yeah, wages on average haven't been keeping lockstep with inflation. So, something has to give. And what gives is consumers dropping out of categories, focusing on retailers where they might get perceived or actual value back in the form of loyalty points, those sorts of things. So, yeah, consumers will respond. And I think our numbers are indicating the ways in which they're responding.
And shopping more strategically and carefully, I imagine. For instance, and I mentioned this at the start of our conversation, private label brands outperforming the market by around 7% growth. In your opinion, is this a permanent shift in consumer buying habits or maybe just a short-term cost-saving trend?
It's an interesting question, but, when we see habits change, even when the reason for changing that habit is no longer there, like that kind of pressure on the pocket, as in this case, we always find a proportion of consumers will just stick to the recently adopted habit. And that happens in all sorts of different contexts. So if you kind of force somebody to change, a certain proportion of people will just stick with that change because they've discovered that it works for themselves, gives them value for money. So we think it's here to stay. The penetration of a private label is already quite high in some categories. It's kind of difficult to see it go much higher. I think maybe we will see private label encroach into those categories where maybe they're a little bit less penetrated. But you're absolutely right. It's outperforming the market. That's happening it's not just the price reason, though. I think there's also a brand story there. So in South Africa, we're actually, South African retail is very advanced compared to the rest of the world. And private label execution is no different. So if you look at some of those brands, Jeremy, they're really hard to distinguish from non-private label brands. So I think it's also a branding story as well as a price story on the private label side.
Zach, we all love a good loyalty program, and those as well as promotions continue to drive sales. But there is a red flag here, surely. Could retailers become too dependent on discounts to boost turnover?
This is the perennial question, I'm afraid, and it's both on the retailer and the supplier side. Like, to what extent do we promote? To what extent do we engage in these programs? I would say some of these programs, like these promotional periods, it's almost like a kind of a grudge thing that as a retailer and as a supplier, you almost have to engage to a certain level. It's almost like a defensive play in some instances, as opposed to an offensive play, because if you're just not present, then maybe the share that you're going to retain post that period of promotion will be considerably lower. So I think it is a very fine balancing act. We are creating like a promotional beast, and unfortunately, you have to keep on feeding those sorts of beasts. So very difficult balancing act. I'll give you an anecdote on the T&D side, on the tech and durables side. Black Friday was a phenomenal Black Friday last year. So units were actually up, which is exactly what we want to see, right? We want to see unit growth, volume growth. That was up 12% year on year. And we think what was going on there is that they were shallower discounts, but on a wider repertoire of products. So look, you can still gain, you can still win big from promotions. And I think it's an extremely risky strategy to not engage with these really important promotional periods at all.
Just a final one, smartphone sales, I also mentioned this at the start of our chat, are down. I think the market shrinking by around 2%. Do you think we might be reaching a point, a saturation point in the adoption of mobile?
That could be a part of the story, definitely. If we look to volumes, though, like how many units are shipping, it's pretty consistent year on year. So, yeah, we have, I think, a slower, cycle time. So consumers are holding onto their phones for longer. Also, the operating systems are kind of like supported for a lot longer than they have been in the past. So that's one reason. The other reason, I think, is there's been an influx of and an expansion of much lower priced smartphones into South Africa. You'll start to see those brands maybe more and more visible, maybe more and more present. And so the average price point for the whole sector has just taken like a level shift down. So consumers are still buying them. I think they're just in many cases trading down. And then also the tech and innovation really drives the tech and durables industry, and smartphones is no exception. And if you look at the biggest innovation that we've got on that side right now, it's 5G. And those price points, I think, they're just out of reach for a lot of consumers.
And that is a window on how we are spending our money. Zach Khayri, thank you very much indeed. Managing Director, NIQ South Africa.